This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit goldenoaklending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That always cracks me up. I love that intro. It doesn't get much better than that, quite honestly. Linda Cassidy from Magic 101.9. Tommy Tucker is in the field somewhere. I'm telling you now, they are moving these floats along. We're already at float number 19 here at New Orleans & Company on St. Charles Avenue.
You know where I am, Linda? I'm right
where
down here in front of New Orleans & Company with Walt Leger, President and CEO of New Orleans & Company. How you doing, my friend?
Fantastic. It's a beautiful day.
It is. I'm going to tell you what. We were all terrified that this is going to, and I'll use that word terrified because I was, that this is going to be canceled. And honestly, this is going along almost as good as ever, if not better than ever.
Moving fast. It was great to see some of the bands that are obviously here from out of town who still got to parade with them, and Zulu's bringing it like they always do, and I think it's going really well. I mean, the weather's beautiful. It's perfect.
It is, and we were saying earlier that, you know, after all of this, it better get windy later on, but we also said it better snow when it called for all of that, and it sure
did.
So you never can tell.
Right? Well, you know, we'll see what comes later this afternoon, but so far, I think, obviously, wise decision, move things up a little bit, get everything moving, great crowds, great weather, a lot of fun, and keep it safe. So
I'm going to tell you what, if you look at no tents, I'm not trying to start anything controversial here or anything, but if you look at no tents and if you look at the sparsity of ladders and portalettes and everything else, and the speed at which everything's moving, I think it's working better.
It's actually kind of nice.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is. I hate to say that, but without all the tarps and without all the congestion.
We still got plenty of family. We still got plenty of music. We still got plenty of food. It's pretty nice.
And I know J.P. Morell and you go back a long way. You and I first met. I met the two of you together.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, you're in the legislature. And I know J.P. is looking for ways to make Carnival better constantly. And maybe serendipitously, maybe this turns out to be something.
Try to learn a lesson from every experience. And definitely it seems like it's pretty efficient. And everybody looks like they're having fun to me.
I don't see any difference. If anything, seems like more fun than ever. Tell me quickly about what kind of carnival season it's been for New Orleans & Company, for the city and the region.
Well, so far it's been spectacular, and obviously you want to put a big exclamation point on Mardi Gras Day. But great crowds, a lot of visitors in the city, super energy, amazing weather. We've had a lot of international and national journalists in town taking in the festivities, and we're doing a big satellite media tour this morning reminding the world that it might be Tuesday where you are, but it's Mardi Gras in New Orleans, and it's just no other place like it.
How do you keep this going? Because we were talking about what an extraordinary year it's been, both in good and bad ways, with the horrific Bourbon Street attack, the surprise snowstorm that was Super Bowl after that. Now this, man, it seems like it's going to be a different 2025, not necessarily all bad. From the New Orleans & Company perspective, from the city tourism perspective, how do you keep this going, man? Because it seems like we're on a roll.
Yeah, there's a lot of momentum. I mean, and winning feels good, so we want to keep doing that. And you're right, it's been a challenging year. There have been some things, there have been ups and downs, but for the most part, it just shows you how this city kind of rallies, and we're at our best maybe when our back's against the wall a little bit. So we really wanted to deliver an amazing Super Bowl. We really wanted Mardi Gras to be amazing, and it has been. And I think that just keeps telling people that hosting an event in our city is unlike anywhere else. It's special, it's unique, it's remarkable, and I think it's going to pay off for us in the long run with other events and other conferences and conventions. So I think we're doing everything we're supposed to do, and our team is enjoying the momentum, and just makes us want to win more.
You know me, I'm no water lily when it comes to emotions, but I'll tell you this, having lived here all my life, I've never been prouder to be from this area.
It's been a really proud thing, right? This time of year, All the things we've been through, I feel really proud too. So I'm with you, brother.
Thank you for the hospitality today.
So
thank you for the Super Bowl too.
Thanks for being with us, man.
Right, I gotta get a coconut. I gotta get a coconut. See you later. All right, good. Put me on your shoulders, Walt. Will you do that, please? Yeah, all right. There you go, Lindy Cassidy, Walt Leger with New Orleans and Company.
Excellent.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.